the cup, they deftly maneuver.
This is Dietrich. We're back with Free Talk Live. This is the Friday edition. And we had Crypto Racist. I think she's going to come back on right now. We have Zip 2099. Are you on VNNforum.com, Zip?
No, sure not.
Okay, so we don't... So we don't really know you. You're a new entity for us. Okay, is that it?
Long time reader, first time caller.
Oh, long time reader. Okay, so you like you like Alex's writing.
Oh, yeah, I love it, man. That old Stan Sikorsky over there and everybody else, Alex Linder there, man, they do a fine job.
Yeah, I like Alex's writing a lot. Do you listen to Goyfire at all?
I really dig Goyfire. Matter of fact, it was Jeff Beck's show, The Truth Is No Defense, that really first turned me on to VNN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I was very impressed with his shows.
Yeah, I guess that's on a little bit of a hiatus right now. He's doing these Monday night gigs right now.
Or
he's
got live radio is so much more fun.
Yeah, I think so too. It might be fun for the listeners, but I'll tell you what, it is positively hair-raising for the host. maybe in a fun way. It's like playing in front of thousands of people if you're a musician or anything like that. It's if you're not used to it, it's kind of nerve-wracking. But it's fun.
Yeah, the best thing to do is relax, have fun, just speak the truth like I notice most people have tendency to do on this forum.
Yeah. So that's kind of weird that, you know, so you're a lurker. Maybe you should sign up and jump in the fray, you know?
I haven't always been the greatest publisher of the written word, should we say.
Oh, okay. Hey, we get a lot of that.
You know, as a matter of fact, it comes to mind old Adolf Hitler there that a lot of people like to bring up, and he brought it out. Well, the spoken word and video is the two of the most powerful medias right now that white nationalists can use and really need to bring radio shows and video content really up to snuff to compete with this Zionist bullshit that's just walking all over us still.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think it's great that that we're hearing from someone like yourself who was drawn in by white media, specifically Jeff Beck's Truth Is No Defense. And media is something I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Like people, for some reason, something coming out of a speaker somewhere. This is going to sound ridiculous, but it's almost, you get a little bit of the rock star effect. You know, people think you're some kind of broadcaster or something. You know, I'm some college kid with a microphone. You know, that's it.
Ah, but spoken word is power, and I mean, you enunciate, and your oratory skills seem to be of a superb quality. So
meh. All right. Well, I try.
All right. Second show. Let's live and learn.
Totally. I totally agree. You do live and learn, and like I've noticed that from like Beck's stuff is that he started pretty well, but he's really picked up a lot of speed in a short period of time, and it's really impressive. I think, you know, do you listen on Monday nights by any chance?
What I can. I have prior obligations to my family, so I usually run the recorder, and we do a bit of the old rebroadcasting this way, so.
Yeah. Let's see.
I was impressed, and for me, it's this whole rise to white nationalism and white awareness. I mean, believe it or not, it started with a anti-MLK pamphlet handed out by George Lincoln Rockwell so many years ago that happened to be sitting in an uncle's study in Arizona that, you know, we were discussing it, and back then it was the last state to not celebrate murder, looting, killing day.
Yeah.
And,
I'm not a fan either. Commies, like I say, guns don't kill people. Communists kill people. Uh-huh. If you would, hang on one second. I'm still trying to work this thing out, and I think it's essentially going to put you on hold, but I'm gonna try to work you back in, and I think I'll be able to pull it off this time, okay?
Very good. So
if you could bear with me, I really appreciate it.
I'm bearing with you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Crypto.
Hey.
Okay, good. Let's see.
Here.
Hey, turn off your feed. right. I'm still trying to nail this thing down. Like I've got some good comments. And actually, it's kind of neat. We're up to about 50-50 now. There's some super irate people on the forum, but they're...
What is there to be irate about? Is it retarded irate, or is it real political? I disagree with something political.
Is it retarded irate? It's retarded irate.
Oh, okay, well, skip that, because I want to say I'm here for political reasons, so if they need to build self-esteem, they can do that on their own time, but if they disagree with something political, then I want to talk about that. I don't mind if it's, you know, about politics, if it's just, you know, retarded, no.
So what about politics? Ooh, here we go. He's on now. Zip, are you back, buddy?
Yeah, sure am.
Okay, great. Everyone's in.
Hi.
She says hi.
Evening.
So what is it that you had a question, thankfully enough, that you were willing to come on, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on here because, you know, when it's just me, the more the merrier, let's just say that. But I think you had a question.
Well, it was a reference to the last conversation with Jeff last week, which I understand there were some technical difficulties, but I was interested in how... exactly, an embargo should inhibit the advancement of a country or boycott.
Okay, here's a good example. Let's say, this is hypothetical, of course, this part isn't hypothetical. We produce the most diamonds in the world. Now, let's say we set up a business where we're going to export those diamonds.
Diamonds are an illusion of a monetary system created by the Jews in the first place.
It's still worth money. Bottom line, can you purchase it for money? Then it's something that can be traded. So, back to my analogy, it's something that can be traded worth money. You can devalue it all you want, but people are going to pay cash for it at the end of the day. So if we can trade diamonds, for instance, and set up a diamond exporting business, and the U.S. puts sanctions or embargoes to other countries and says, you can't do business with this African nation, or you can't sit on the U.N. Council, but our primary source of income is doing this business, but everybody's banned from doing business with us, i.e. like Haiti, then how can you progress if you're not able to trade with people who want to trade with you because other people are setting up laws that are unrelated to you and those people? If we want to trade diamonds with India, but, you know, Bush is saying, well, you know, no, put sanctions and embargoes on them so they can't trade with India, can you see how that might limit progression?
And what business is it? What business?
No,
is
not
it?
At all. That could limit business, and it limits world business. But
how does that
limit internal development and self-education and self-education?
I'm not talking. Oh, you see, now you're mentioning internal development and stuff. That was never in your initial question. Your question was about embargoes and sanctions and how they hurt a country. And I think I answered that. That's how it could hurt a country. If that's their primary trade and they can't do it,
all right, hang on. Okay.
See,
the point is
a trade question.
Yeah, I think, and correct me here if I'm wrong, but I think the overall point is that he's taking issue with the fact that you cited, for instance, trade restrictions and embargoes for the reason that black countries, for a reason that black countries are underdeveloped.
Or maybe if we had, first of all, we can't equate it as long as it's not our government. So we don't have a black nation to even use it as an example. If and when in the future we can finally have our own government with our own legislature, that's us, then we can talk about how embargoes and sanctions could damage us as far as progression and growth. But at this point, you know, we're talking about building a house on charred land. As long as those people are still there.
What do you mean? There's no black nations? Come on.
Wait a minute. There are successful black nations without white government. For instance, Trinidad, very successful, one of the seventh most successful countries, smaller island, all black government, very successful. But we're talking about Africa here, and there is nowhere in Africa where the government is all black. And I'm saying that if we had a country in Africa where the government was all black, then we can begin to look at it as a clean slate.
Now,
but at this point, talking about...
Yeah, there is no country. Are you saying that there are no countries in Africa that have all black governments?
That's what I'm saying. Now, I could, if you can give me a reference source of where I'm wrong, I'd be willing to, well, I'm always open to saying I'm wrong. You know, I'm quick to apologize. But at this point, I don't know of any black countries with an all-black government in Africa.
But you don't actually know. You're just kind of saying.
No, I do know.
I'm not aware of any white in the government in Nairobi. But
I don't know about. Show me. But up till my research, up until this point, I have yet to see one happen.
Well, you know what? I think I would. I would take issue with that. But I think also blacks would take issue if I said. I think I would say the same thing, or I think blacks would say the same thing about white people, that we would say, well, there are no white governments that aren't Jewed, really, and they would say, get out of town. There are tons of white governments, you know.
But you know what? This kind of goes back to, once again, it's like he's really focused on proving Africans can't make it. Do you want your country free of Africans or not?
Yeah.
You see, you can't have it both ways. If you want to say that Africans
well,
are incapable of having a nation, then they're going to have to stay in yours.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree that you're criticizing his premise, and I mean, I would agree with your criticism, quite frankly,
it
but...
It doesn't help what he's trying to do. It
no.
does not help his people, and
no.
it doesn't help our people, so it only helps his ego.
It's a smaller issue that I happen to think you're wrong about, but it doesn't really matter. Like you said, do you want your country free of Africans or not? Well, I mean...
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you say, well, no, you can't make it anywhere, then we're going to stay here.
Yeah, if you really wanted your country free of Africans, you would be telling them they would be so much better off on their own.
The only foolish question is the question unasked. So.
No, I agree. I agree. I didn't say it was foolish. I just said that... There was a small criticism that I had about it. That's all.
That's just my take on it, is that if you want Africans to go, then why are you so quick to try to prove Africans can't make it on their own? You can't have it both ways.
Essentially, I think your point is right, caller, because there are no good examples of successful black countries. And I'll say it right now. I mean...
Well, there is Trinidad, seventh wealthiest, all black.
No, it's not all black at all.
No, it's not. I could argue that there's a lot of...
Philly's only different, I'm sure.
Trinidad, but anyways...
Yeah, there's a lot of India.
But no, in the crypto racist is actually making that I have to concede to. Because no, constantly nigger is really not solving anything useful, and I would like them to have a chance to prove themselves. It's just the whole concept of an embargo actually hurting a country, though, is the biggest piece of BS I'd ever heard. It's flawed logic. But we probably shouldn't spend the rest of the night discussing this, just for
right.
the fact that we've seen it time and time again. That, you know, well, we could use basic Germany as an example, because everybody likes to beat the old Hitler channel into the ground there. And the fact is, once you break from the World Bank and World Trade and start doing things your own way and establishing your own monetary system, is the quickest way to get your ass killed by the Jews.
Yeah.
This is just fact.
So what do? Lay back and cry? We're going to have to try. We're going to have to just try.
You know,
and it might take a little bit of encouraging each other to get it done.
Okay, now here's the probably the best issue that can come out of this to throw out. If it should come down to the wire, because, you know, I do happen to believe eventually violence does solve everything, how am I to trust a black nationalist?
What did he say about violence? Did you say violence does not or does solve everything?
Violence solves everything in the end.
It solves everything in the end?
I agree.
Okay. I just want to be sure that's what you said.
Yeah, kill everybody and don't put it in the history books. It works.
I'm sorry. I was so baffled by that statement, I didn't hear what he said after. What did you say after?
Well, so in the long run, being violence does solve everything. When the proverbial shit does hit the fan, how am I to even trust the black nationalists? Why is this conversation even really worth having?
We don't care if you trust us.
I'm not inviting you to dinner. I'm talking about separate black men. You know what I'm saying? Trust. What are we going to go to the movie? No. This is the concept of government. You don't have to trust me. I could care less. What matters is if we get our own nation. That's what matters. To me, I don't, you know, this isn't about, you know, hands across America or nothing like that. This is about, you know, we need an independent black nation. So as far as trust is not required to accomplish our goals. Trust is required for you to continue living with the Jews. Pick which way you want to go.
Yeah. I think that's a very good point, don't you?
It's a tolerable point. When time comes, but if the time did come, it's time to get on the boat. How can I trust that all black nationalists are going to get on that proverbial boat?
You're getting on their boat, too, so we're going to be waving across the wood. That's ridiculous. You think that blacks would just leave America after all this work and then just leave you here? No. I think that the only way this is going to happen is if we have nations outside of America. I can't say it enough.
Now the man that gets all of America
is going to have nothing.
It came out. See, this is exactly the socialist Marxism I'm talking about.
How is
this
that Marxist?
I agree. You're not
going
to get America to yourself. Stop being greedy so we can do something practical. You're not going to get America to yourself. And as long as you're trying to grab all the cookies in the cookie jar, it's not going to be practical. So we got to realize that nobody is going to get to keep the gold. We might have to all start over on isolated nations.
You're
going to get it all yourself.
We're isolated nations are one of the most populated marbles possible.
I don't understand what you're saying.
No longer understand what you are saying. I refuse to concede America to anybody. This is my country.
And that's why you're going to be with the Jews 500 years from now.
No.
if you don't stop being greedy and get practical, nobody's going to get a conflict.
Say this is turning into a total TMB moment right here.
No, it's not.
Yes,
right.
It is.
No, it's not. All right, hang on. Everybody just needs to shut up for a second. What the problem is, first of all, I don't think really anybody has to go anywhere. And now that the forum has quieted down and I'm getting quite a bit of support, here I'm going to light it up again and say that I think that the races can have their nation what makes up the Qua today.
Oh, yeah, that's possible, too, as far as having states section off, maybe like that. That's reasonable, too, but the whole idea that somebody's going to go away and you're going to have all America to yourself is skip and sing, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we're too far gone for that. I mean, the country...
Come on.
Yeah, we're way too far gone for that.
No, I'm sorry.
You can't untuck people out of a melting pot like this now. You're going to have to get a separate thing.
Melting pot?
Well, she's using the term derisively.
It's all mixed in together. At this point, you're not going to be able to extricate any one group out of America. It's too far gone. So you need to just get a separate space. Now, we're talking about hypothetical ideology, so don't get too emotionally caught up, because my dreams and your dreams, probably neither one will come true. But we're just hoping.
Yeah.
And we're talking about what we hope for. And what I hope for is a separate nation. But to be realistic, we're not going to be able to pluck one group out of America and keep it all ourselves. That's just crazy.
I agree.
You're going to have to set up somewhere else. If it's in California or if it's off the shore. I think that we should...
You talk about trust and stuff like that, and you're right. We don't necessarily need... That's not needed. We're not like you, I think you put it really well. We're not going out for a date or anything. The thing is in order to, I think we could go leaps and bounds just to get rid of the force integration, and that's what I always hammer on, because force integration, if you get rid of that, the races will separate and
people
will
choose.
I see that vision too.
People will, some won't, but they should have the right to not choose too. You know, we want everybody to be able to pursue happiness the way they see it. But those, if you just gave us a black space, black people would voluntarily go. And I think the same for white people. And we would see a peaceful, possibly, you know, a peaceful separation if only we designated those spaces.
That's possible, but I still don't even believe that possibility.
Yeah, I honestly don't.
I don't honestly believe that this is going to... And in peaceful freaking. I have a feeling both of you are
people
both coming from the
war.
Point where this could be solved politically, and I don't feel that the political avenues are going to work.
I think no matter what happens, there needs to be a political strategy involved.
Something.
Yeah.
We can't just sit back and say, it's so bad. If you're ready to give up like that, you know, pass it on to the younger ones, because I bet you the younger ones aren't ready to give up like that. They're ready to spend their lives trying to achieve it. And whether or not they can achieve it, at least they tried. I'm down for that.
So what? Another generation of the Dog and Pony Show, then?
What do you mean, another generation of the Dog and Pony Show?
Well, it's a Dog and Pony Show. How do you expect, even in a hypothetical sense, to influence the politics of today with the Jew so entrenched?
Tell me, what do you propose then? Laying back and crying is not to be insulting, but it sounds like everything we suggest you, oh no, it's too hard. Oh no, it's too hard. What do you propose?
I don't see how this possibly to be solved without possibly an armed revolt.
Oh, he just wants the war. See, there's some that just dying to get
what a war entails.
That's why those dress-up guys do that, too. They just want it. It's, they want to feel like they're back doing something in the service. This is not that.
He's
definitely some people really just want to get involved in a war. So I really think some people really just, I want a war and show testosterone. That's not going to solve this problem, I don't think. That's just my position.
Whatever needs to happen, and we're going to take a quick break here for a minute, and we're going to go into some news, and I'm going to, it looks like I'm going to bring Briseus into the call, and we're going to say a hearty good night to Zip 2099. I definitely want you, I'd love you to call in again. I think you brought up some really good points, and you definitely moved us along right when it needed to go. I like your points. We're going to continue discussing them. This is Dietrich. We're on the Friday edition of Free Talk Live, and we'll be back in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.